So,
You sound terrible.
yeah, I don't feel at my best.
Ah.
I got a little bit of a sore throat. I guess I'm a little stuffy. I haven't had a cold since like last winter.
Okay.
But I did possibly take the COVID vaccine.
Right. Wait, I thought you told me it wasn't a double blind, so you don't know that everybody was getting it.
No, it's a double blind.
It's a double blind. Okay.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 chance that I got the COVID vaccine, and other chances, like I think you get fentanyl or something.
Okay. Oh, I think you'd know if you got fentanyl. I think you'd know that. You know, it's actually a misconception that you can get the flu from the flu vaccine. A lot of people think you can. You cannot. It's a dead virus. You cannot get it. There are vaccines you can get sick from, like I think polio is one of them because it uses a little piece of live vaccine, a live virus.
Where would you find some live-ass polio in the year of our Lord 2020?
In your butt. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I think I didn't really read the literature, but some of the symptoms of the va some of the side effects of the vaccine are mild symptoms.
Ah, so it must be using a bit of live virus.
No,
That's
it's not.
why.
No, it's not
N
live.
not live, but a piece of the virus that's not dead.
I think it's the process of your body creating the antibodies that is a stressor, so you get some symptoms from that.
I don't know. I have to ask my husband. He knows this stuff.
Well, whatever, they pay me for this shit.
I good. Good. You gonna get something with your money?
Don't know. I mean, outside is still closed, so I can't really spend the money on shit.
I know. I guess we should tell our listeners that every week we struggle to come up with a cold o open because we don't do anything. I don't have a life. I don't do shit.
Yeah, those of you who've been with the show a little bit longer know that the cold opens were a lot livelier. They're about things that we did in life, but I have spent 85% of my life in the room that I'm in right now.
I mean, I don't go anywhere. I mean, I go get groceries and I go to doctor's appointments, but that's it. It's a very boring existence. I just have also, like, I have my kids here and one of them's a toddler, so I play Mickey Mouse for her, and I just always have the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse song on loop in my head. I don't know why, I just do. It's awful.
Oh, now I have it in my head. Why
You
would you
know? You know
do
what I'm talking
that?
about? It's the Mickey
No,
Mouse
don't, please, no.
Clubhouse. Come inside, it's fun inside. It's just in
L listeners,
my
listeners, I tried to spare you from that. Let it be known.
head. You did. I'm sorry. Welcome back to Eat the Press, guys. So happy you're with us. I hope you're still with us. I hope our numbers don't go down because Trump lost.
I mean, if you're listening, you're still with us
Yeah,
by default.
true, true, true. So we're gonna do something different this week as a year-end podcast thing. We're gonna talk about five good things that happened this year.
That's right. This is a very special episode of Eat the Press. Those of you who are here week in and week out know that, the tone can be a bit negative, but we're not negative people. It's just the world is shit.
I always want to stress that I'm not negative. I'm realistic about what is happening, in the world.
So we're throwing that all out. This is an episode that's all about positive, all about the good things to come out of this dumpster fire every year.
God, and you know what? I had to Google good things in 2020 because only a few just off the top of my head. I was like, I don't, we're doing five, two that we both agreed on, and three that are going to be a surprise to each of us.
Yeah, we have not discussed this at all.
So the first two will be obvious ones. But yes, I had to Google. I was like, what happened that was good?
I was like, does Scalia die this year? No.
No.
Damn.
No. Nobody good has died this year. Only,
Well, lots of good
I
people
mean,
died.
like, nobody good that we want to die. You know what I mean?
No death that you can publicly celebrate.
Right.
Sometimes you can privately celebrate, but yeah.
Right. So the first good thing is probably the most obvious. Trump lost the election. Multiple
Like
times.
five
Multiple.
times now.
Yeah. He just keeps losing. He can't just be like a regular loser. He has to be the best loser.
The biggest
The
loser.
biggest loser. Shit, I missed that one. That was just a layup for myself. Yeah. I mean, he's still in court doing shenanigans, but it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that Texas Attorney General has filed lawsuits against what, five states?
I did not read this. What?
It's totally trying to buy a pardon. He's under
Oh.
investigation for, I believe, securities fraud.
Yes, I did read that.
Yeah, so he's doing whatever he can to get Trump to pardon him, and it's gonna probably good for you, man. That's, use your head.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing it. He's doing the thing to do. Yeah, I mean, I do have to say, there are so many people in the media who just refuse to call it an attempted coup, which infuriates me because it's like, just because it's failing doesn't mean it's not still an attempt at it. He's just bad at it and incompetent, just like everything else, so.
But that's sort of negative. On the positive
On the
side,
positive side,
the American people
yes,
showed up.
more showed up for
They showed up in a pandemic.
against him.
They requested mail-in ballots. They filled them out. They mailed them in. We watched democracy in
Was
action.
it like 80 million people showed up for Joe Biden? Something like that. I think it's 80 million. Maybe a little bit more by now. Yeah, so we did it, guys. We did it. And I gotta say, I was very skeptical, at least before the pandemic. I was skeptical. I
And you
was
know,
for sure that he was gonna win.
78% of Republicans are still skeptical.
They're just a bunch of idiots. What a bunch of gullible fools they are. They're so gullible. Yeah, so that's a good thing, guys. Trump lost. We're still gonna keep doing our podcast. Don't worry. I had a friend text my sister who listens to the show. I didn't know he listened, and he heard me like say something that like is like a thing we all say, and it's just all right then. That's I say all right then. Anyways, he recognized that, texted her, and she said, "Oh, you listen?" He goes, "Well, whenever I want to get a good dose of Trump hate." And I was like, "Oh, I don't want us to be just Trump hate." So
But also there's that.
yeah, there's also that.
Yeah, no. The world of politics being fucked up and barely decipherable is going to continue, and the show is going to continue.
Yes.
Oh, the other thing that we agreed on
Yes, go ahead.
is there is a, in fact, there are multiple COVID vaccines.
Wow, who thought that would happen? I was pretty skeptical about that it was going to be years.
Yeah, and hopefully, they will be available to the American public soon. They were rolled out in Great Britain. A bunch of old people who should have been dead like a decade ago and probably voted for Brexit have been vaccinated.
I think, did I read?
Waste of a vaccine, if you ask me.
Oh,
No
come
one who
on.
voted for the Brexit should have gotten the vaccine.
Should we say that about Trump too? If you voted for Trump. Yeah, I feel like I read like some like 90-year-old woman is the first person in England to get it, in the UK to get it.
This is 91.
91, that's what it was. Good for her.
I tweeted about this earlier, but I don't know why I've got Brexit on my mind. The really hilarious thing about Brexit is the Brits were totally okay with like Africans and Jamaicans and Indians and Pakistanis coming to England because they're like, fuck, we did colonize them. Like we own that shit. We got to deal with these darkies. Whatever, I can live with that shit. But the EU just opening the floodgates to Eastern Europeans, they just lost their shit.
Yeah, but you know what? I watched a video about this. Somebody actually like would do, it was like some podcaster would talk to, or radio person would talk to callers and ask them about that. They actually were voting against brown and black people. And he would point out to them that the EU is just all white people. And they would be like, Oh, they just like they were still voting for racism. They just didn't realize it.
Oh no, let me have my one happy
I'm
place
sorry.
where they just hate Slavic people more than they hate black and brown
I mean,
people.
they do. It is true, they do. Like, one side of my husband's family is Polish, like from Poland, and they do hate Polish people in the UK. So that is true. So, there's that.
Do you have like a household family pierogi recipe?
No, he just buys them in the box.
So, having moved to Pittsburgh, I was shocked at this city's ownership of pierogies. They have no idea that there are Polish people outside of Pittsburgh,
So,
probably to include Poland.
wait, they're very like proud of
They
them?
swear that they pierogies are their thing. Like they invented
The
pierogies.
Pittsburgh
No.
pierogi. So
Yeah,
they
as a matter of fact, at the Pittsburgh Pirates games, they have like mascots in pierogi costumes, and they have a like a race of the pierogies.
That's insane because if I'm not mistaken, Buffalo is where a lot of Polish people live.
Chicago, I believe, at one point had the second largest Polish population, second to Warsaw, like ahead of Krakow.
Oh my gosh. How do you know all these like random ass facts, Jason? I say some weird, obscure thing and you just pull out some random ass fact. I don't know.
I lived in Chicago for
I know.
years. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's good. So the vaccines, there's going to be multiple vaccines and that's amazing. Their efficacy is extremely high, higher than the flu vaccine. It's like 95%. I think flu vaccine is like 60% if it's good or something.
I think the goal they shoot for is like 50. Yeah, like some years it's great. It's like 80. I think
Right.
last year's was pretty low,
Yeah, last
like
year's I feel
40.
like it was like 30 or 40. It's
Yeah, I
not
think it was
great.
40-ish.
So that's great. That's a great thing.
Yeah,
Vaccines, guys.
2020 wasn't all bad. So let's go over our surprises. Do you want to go first, or
I
would you
want to
like me
go
to go
first.
first?
Okay.
Okay, go
My
for it.
and I you're gonna love this. My first one that you don't know is a good thing is that Parasite swept the Oscars.
Are you fucking kidding me? That was on my list.
Shut up. Get
No,
out of
yeah.
here.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to come up with another. I have to pivot
No,
now.
you don't. No, you don't. We can just agree on it. Let's just agree.
Okay, yeah, we talked about Parasite before, but yeah, Parasite is Bong Joon-ho's film.
Amazing special film. So good. I finally saw it.
You know, I personally believe that people called it a class warfare film, but I think it's a film about class solidarity and the lack thereof.
We disagree, dude. We disagree on this. It's not. I think it's about there is no economic mobility anymore. It's dead. That's it. That's it. And it's not because the lower classes can't bond together against. All right, you tell your I, you tell yours.
I think Bong Joon-ho is trying to illustrate the fact that there is no solidarity between the poor and the slightly less poor. And the second there is any mobility within the lower classes, people turn their back on the class that they were in. And mind you, it's all one large lower class. You know, I've given this class analogy before, but it's probably not quite as true in Korea as it is in America, but you think of class like an airplane, a commercial airplane, that is. You'll have a first couple rows of first class, and the couple rows after that are business class, and the rest of the plane is coach. Now, you could be three quarters of the way at the front of the plane, but you are still in the lowest class. It's like in Americans will say, well, the median household income is $50,000, and if you make above that, then you're above middle. No. Like 85% of people are poor.
Yeah. I mean, most people don't have $1,000 in their savings, and it's not because they don't want to have $1,000 in their savings. It's because they can't. They're living check to check.
Oh, this is a conversation you and I had offline a couple weeks ago. We didn't talk about it on the show, but we were talking about the one percenters.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why I never put this together intellectually, but someone being a one percenter, that means literally one in every 100 people is a one percenter, because that's how percentages
Right.
work. No, you would not say that one in every 100 Americans is rich. That's an absurd fucking notion.
Yeah. I think, though, and we talked about this too, it's really the 1% of the 1%, as Barney would say, which is 1 in 1,000? Or is it 1 in 10,000?
Whatever, facts don't matter. Less than the one percenters is a fraction of the one percenters.
They're actually who's hoarding all the money.
Yeah, I think if you said to most people, are the one percenters rich? They would say yes. And if you say, is one in every 100 Americans rich? They would say that's silly.
It's.
And that's how it
I
is.
said that's silly to you, and you texted it to me. I was like, that's silly that people believe that. And then, yeah, I asked my husband who does math stuff, and he was like, no, yeah, that's right. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, you're right.
But yeah, so Parasite sweeping the Oscars was huge. I mean, it's a
Yes.
foreign language film, and a foreign language film that was not European.
Yes. And it won, I think, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay. It won Best.
Definitely Best Picture.
And also won, I think, Best. What is it called when it's not an American film? I forget.
It's foreign language
Yes, Best
film.
Foreign Language Film. It won that
Yeah,
as
it used
well.
to be Best Foreign Film, and they changed that because I remember there being a controversy a year ago when a Nigerian film, which everyone thought should be nominated, was ineligible because it was in English, because Nigeria's official language is in English, is English.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jason and I have argued over text about what the takeaway from the film was. If I'm not mistaken, didn't you think that the Kims came off worse than the Parks? Also, spoilers, guys, if you haven't heard, watched the movie, sorry. I don't know. I don't know. How do spoilers
I
work?
don't remember which family were the Kims and which were the Parks. And
The Parks were
honestly,
the rich
I think it
ones.
was really uncreative to go with Kim and Park as the two Korean last names. I mean, it's pretty stereotypical.
I mean, okay. Isn't Kim and Park kind of like Smith and Johnson?
Yeah, or Jones even.
Or Jones? Yeah, I mean, they're very common names.
Yeah, I would expect Bong Joon-ho to know some other Korean names.
Okay, I think he's making a point by giving them those names.
Yeah, oh, I would say that the poor family did come off worse than the rich family.
I just disagree with you. Why? Yes, they're
Duplicitous.
duplicitous. Let me say that again. Yes, they're duplicitous.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah. Yes, they're duplicitous and like conniving and but
And they
they're
were class traitors. They shat on other poor
yes, but
people.
what is the system that made them have to fight their fellow man? The system that allows the Parks to be rich.
Oh, I agree that the film is definitely an anti-capitalist film, but the rich family at best was self-absorbed and oblivious. They were at no point malicious.
They were just as parasitic. They are they their entire lives were outsourced to poor people. Like that they can't do it. They can't do it. What does the mom even do? She didn't even have a job. She didn't take care of her kids. She didn't do anything. They're just as parasitic.
Oh, I agree. I'm not defending them. There are no good guys in the film. But the Kims were the poor family.
Yes.
Yeah, the Kims were definitely the worst actors. And they were the class traitors. They were the ones who you wanted to act in solidarity with the other
Okay, but what
poors.
about what happened when, how about this? When that flood, the rainstorm, destroyed the Kim's house and the Parks, especially I think the mother was just like, didn't, it was like all about how it ruined their little camping trip, and all she cared about was her son's birthday song or whatever.
Wait, I don't think they told her. She didn't know that.
Okay, but I'm sure she, if she was paying attention, she would understand and know that a flood like that ruined a bunch of poor people's homes.
Oh, see, I disagree. I think that it was just a rainstorm And because these people's existence is so precarious, that was wiped out by the storm. I don't think that storm made the news. I think it just rained.
I don't think so. That was a pretty intense storm. There was people in a shelter from it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, no, that was a
That was
thing.
a huge thing.
That doesn't mean that they knew that the Kims lived
Yeah,
there.
but like, sure.
Well, they didn't know they were the Kims.
That's true too.
They knew nothing. They didn't know they were a
That's
family.
true too. They didn't until the end, and even then I think they were confused. They didn't really realize it until, it's over. Anyways, it's great. I think it's an amazing film that indicts capitalism.
Yeah. So, man, I can't believe you actually stole mine.
Ah, beat you to it. I had an
All right.
inkling that you might say it too, because I know how much you love that movie, but I do truly believe that it's
Okay.
a good thing that happened this year.
All right, so I will give one of my good things about 2020.
Okay.
School shootings.
That's a good one. No, have we had any?
I wanted to say that there were no school shootings in 2020, but that just wouldn't be true. There were eight school shootings in the year 2020, with five.
January and February.
Two in September.
What?
Yeah, that's why, like, they came back and niggas were wilding day one.
Wow, that's crazy. Like what? You haven't even been in school. What?
They've been waiting like 6 months to bust those
I
cops off.
know, that's terrible. Well, okay, so
But no, school shootings are an all-time low. And if I predict, no, bold prediction, I'm predicting no school shootings for the remainder of 2020.
I think that's a fair prediction because a lot of schools are going back to virtual. So
Don't qualify my prediction. It's a strong prediction.
okay. All right, great. Cool. Shall I go? Shall I do
Yeah,
another one?
please. Yeah.
Okay. Which one should I have a bunch, so I don't know which one I'm gonna choose. Okay, this is gonna be a weird one, but murder hornets came here. And I think that's a good thing
That's a good
because we
thing?
deserve it. This country deserves it. We deserve it. Although I will say we don't deserve, the honeybees don't deserve it if they attack them. But I think if they, like, this country's so terrible, we probably deserve murder hornets. Why can't I say that?
So I was all in on the murder hornets when the story first broke, but then like they didn't show. The murder hornets
Oh,
were just MIA for like 4 or 5
no, they're
months.
here. They're here. They
Well, no, they came, but they were late. At that point, I was like, "You missed your wave, murder hornets."
they did. They were hot for a hot minute. I looking up this story, it was pretty interesting. I found out that in Vietnam they've been studying the murder hornets, and they've discovered that honeybees, because the murder hornets attack honeybees. Honeybees, for the first time ever, were recorded using a tool, which is crazy. But basically, what they did to keep the murder hornets away from their hives is they went and got animal dung and carried it back to their hive and put it on their hive because it keeps murder hornets away. Isn't that
What?
insane?
Oh man, that is so
I
sad.
know. They had their whole house has to smell like shit to keep the murder hornets away, but it's kind of amazing too.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned this because I read an article about murder hornets today.
Okay.
Actually, about honeybees and their response to murder
Oh.
hornets. But it wasn't about the tools, it was about the communication that they use to coordinate the attack, where they swarm the murder hornets and kill it with they cook them to death with the heat of their bodies.
What? How hot does a bee's body get?
I don't know, like 1,000 bees is pretty hot.
That's insane. Bees
Yeah,
are
that
crazy.
so.
They're in the good way. So maybe the good thing is that honeybees, we've discovered that honeybees can use tools. I don't know.
I can't believe that we only had to come up with five good things. and you came up with murder hornets as one of the good
was like my
ones?
joke one. I mean, I have other better ones. I mean, do you want me to do a serious one? I mean, it's your turn next, but
I got some extras. I'll throw one out.
Okay, throw. All right. I mean, we don't have to do just five or whatever.
I am happy that Big Pants are back. I've been on a Big Pants shopping spree.
But where are you going to wear your big pants?
Anywhere you wear pants.
Okay. I will say I had a pants one too, and mine is actually that we don't ever have to wear jeans again if we don't want to.
Yeah, no, I'm not wearing jeans. I have some big ass pants with pleats, high waist.
Okay.
And I will have to say that.
Where's that picture? You were supposed to take a picture.
I'll take a picture. Next time I get a fit off, I'll send it to you.
Okay, good.
I'll put it up on the gram.
Yeah, on the gram, and then send it to me, and I'll post it on our Eat the Press.
Yeah, so I got some high waisted pants, and it was a process of trial and error, because if you spent the better part of 20 years wearing pants at or below your hip bone, you don't realize what your actual waist measurement
was. Yeah, your waist is like above your belly button.
Yeah, my waist is not where it was 5 years ago. My waist is not even where it was at the beginning of the panty.
Oh, okay. Well, mine isn't either. Mine got smaller because I had my baby and lost the baby weight, some of it. I still need to lose like 10 pounds, but it's fine.
Yeah, so I had to buy the big boy sizes, but you know what? I don't care because I have some big ass pants. You know what I can do now? I can carry my wife's keychain in my pocket. My keys were made for slim pants.
Okay.
But my wife has all kinds of baubles and gadgets and dongles on her fucking keychain. And we would go out in public and she would not have a purse or a pocket, like, carry this for me. And I was like, are you a fucking super? Why are they 36 keys on it?
I used to do the same thing. My husband hated it. Let me ask you.
But you know I have big pants?
What kind of shoes do you wear with big pants?
I wear sneakers. I only wear the sneakers.
Okay. I got to see these pants. These aren't like big legs, are they?
The legs are roomy.
Okay, they're roomy. Because I'm like picturing like high...
Zoot Suit Riot?
Yeah, kind of like it's like high-waisted and tight in the waist down through the hips, but then it like bellows out.
No, like imagine Diane Keaton.
Yeah, okay.
I got some Diane Keaton ass pants.
Well, my thing is I bought 6 pairs of leggings and I am... Why would I ever wear jeans again? They are... Not comfortable. I will wear jeans if they're jeggings.
How were we convinced that denim was comfortable for like decades?
It's not. It is not. The first thing I would do when I got home when I was wearing jeans is take my fucking jeans off. Yeah.
Hey, it made no sense that we're just walking around city in some prospector ass pants.
Seriously. Ugh.
Claim jumper ass buggeries.
I didn't find any fucking gold. All right, so I've got a real one. It's kind of a combination because they kind of are the same thing. But Harvey Weinstein being convicted.
That was this year?
That was
God.
This year. It was, I think, in February or March. And Ghislaine Maxwell being arrested. You know, both sexual predators, rapists. Alleged. Well, he's not alleged anymore. But she is alleged. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, they did it.
So I think that's a good thing. Like,
that is a good thing.
Those are good things. Like, ugh. He like was a terror for women in the entertainment industry for 20, 30 years. Like,
I mean, not just women in the entertainment. Oh, you mean Weinstein? I was thinking Epstein.
Weinstein.
Yeah.
I mean Epstein. Come on, he didn't kill himself.
Yeah, the thing about Weinstein is, it makes you look back on every conversation you've had about a certain actress being difficult. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder now if that label was just because she would not allow herself to be violated.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I mean, I there's, you know.
Which is not. Let me walk that
yeah,
back.
Yeah, you don't want to say allow.
I don't want. Because that implies that victims of sexual assault and harassment allow it. And that's not true. Power dynamics are in mm-hmm. play. Physicality is in place. So yeah, I'm sorry, I did not mean it in that way,
right?
But I mean, those who were most vocally outspoken against
right.
were labeled as difficult,
right? And those who weren't, which I think was a Gwyneth Paltrow, I mean, she didn't really, he apparently was not great to her too, right? Did you read that? I feel like I read that.
I did not read anything about Gwyneth Paltrow, but she's an interesting one.
There was somebody that,
I know Tarantino was horrible to her.
yeah, but there was somebody, I want to say it was who, I mean, this is just like gossip and I can't remember it because I don't care about these people, but Brad Pitt, like, no, somebody didn't take up for her, even though she told them.
Was probably Quentin Tarantino.
Maybe it was. I don't know. All these men and their egos, ugh, and they're wrapped up in their dicks. Although I did read he didn't have a dick, he had like a knob. Weinstein.
Who Weinstein this
Yeah,
is?
that's how like they were able to like. It's how the women were believed, I think. One of the reasons is because they could accurately describe his dick.
Oh, like in the Michael Jackson case.
Yes.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Oh,
Let's spin up the positivity again.
yeah. Ugh. Okay. Anyways, it's a good thing that he's convicted, and it's a good thing that she was arrested. I'm happy for that.
So my third positive thing in 2020 is that anti-racism officially entered the mainstream American discourse.
Yes.
I think that for years, liberals simply just prided themselves on not being racist, as if that was an accomplishment. And I think now more people realize that you have to actively be anti-racist,
Yes.
that you have to be dedicated to destroying the structures.
Yes, you can't just go like, I'm not racist. You actually have to be like, I'm against racism and against racist people, and we need to tear down those institutions and structures.
Right. And granted, I don't think we're any closer to eliminating racism, but I think there is an acknowledgement that wasn't there in years past that all the good people have to be dedicated to the eradication of racism and racist
Right.
institutions.
Yeah, I agree. Like, yeah, it's more mainstream. More people are, I know a lot of white people who read those white that book, White Fragility, which I did not read, which I did not read. But they're actually, I think more white people are taking a look at themselves and saying, oh, I actually benefit from white privilege, even though I don't feel like I'm privileged.
So yeah, I mean, 2020 has been a hell of a ride. It's a year that none of us will ever
Oh my
forget.
God.
And for a great deal of us, it's been the worst year of our
Yeah.
lives. But I mean, it hasn't all been bad. It's just been mostly terrible.
Yeah. I mean, personally, do you have anything good that you want to share that was good in 2020?
I mean, like, I have a very healthy, happy family. I have a wonderful, supportive wife, and I have two beautiful children who amaze me every day when they're not driving me fucking crazy.
Yes, that's great.
See, and you know, I did not suffer under this pandemic like so many other Americans. I hold myself incredibly fortunate. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a black man living in America, like many of you. And for those of you who are black men, we still suffer under the same injustices and we still have the same anxieties, same fears. But yeah, this has not been a bad year for me personally.
That's you're lucky.
Yeah. Plus, I might have the COVID vaccine.
You might have gotten it.
50-50 chance, yeah, I'm leaving you fuckers
Will you
behind.
ever find out?
Yeah, they will unblind the study, I believe, if I get sick, but also if there is a commercially available vaccine that I can get, they'll tell me whether or not I've actually been
So I'm
vaccinated.
curious, when you get the vaccine, what are you supposed to not wear a mask and like what are the like
No, I'm supposed to just live my life as I was living it
Okay.
before. So if I was out there, you know, licking telephone poles,
Which you
just
were,
continue doing
which
that
you
shit.
were,
Yeah.
which you were.
But if you're living safely in your pod, then do that as well. I go back every couple months. They'll take blood and check for antibodies.
Okay.
Well, they don't want me to engage in high-risk behavior, but they assess my risk and they put you into categories based on your risk.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Oh, guys, when the shot becomes available for you, go get it.
Yeah, if you can. I mean, we'll see, you know, if there's going to be enough of the vaccine available for people. I don't know how long it's going to take.
And your 2020, what's good in your life?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, my son was born, and he is a blessing. You know, he's almost 11 months now, 10 and a half months. He had a rough one the first 6 months. He had a milk
Yeah.
allergy, and it was, oof, that was a rough one. Oh man, it was so hard.
Imagine being
But
allergic to the one thing you could have.
I know the only thing that keeps you alive, you're
Have
allergic
an
to it.
air allergy.
So that was tough. I don't know, like professionally, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, professionally, I did a bunch of packets and I almost got a couple jobs and then I didn't. You read one of my packets.
It was good shit.
I was so proud of it and I really wanted that job. I didn't get it.
You know, I stopped watching that show out of solidarity.
Thank you. And I really like that show. That's a very good
Fuck
show.
that
It's a
show.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
a
You
good
know
show.
what? But I had such a good packet that, you know, the writers turn over very quickly on that show. So, you know.
All right, that show, if you're listening, forget what I said about fuck that show. That
Yeah,
show,
fuck,
hire
take
Amanda
that
Barethe.
back. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I just finished. I have to send it to you. I just finished a pitch deck and a pilot with my writing partner. So, hopefully we can pitch that, but I don't know. It's been a I've been it's been a rough year because I was, you know, pregnant and then had a baby and you
Bet you
know.
won't do that again.
Oh God, no. I got the IUD. Are you kidding me? I will never have another child. Two is plenty.
Talk to me in 5 years.
And I'm not having it. Are you having another kid?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, so why do you think I would?
I'm just saying that IUD is good for 5 years. Talk to me in 5 years.
No, I've got the 10-year one.
What?
Yeah.
We got the cheap one.
You did. What does
Wish
she
I
have?
had the good insurance.
It's I have the copper, not the one with hormones. I think it's the copper is the one that's 10.
I don't know what this is made out of. I don't really know what they are.
Well, the copper one is just this little piece of copper, basically, that they stick up in you.
Just like toss a penny up in you.
Basically, and it the copper is what kills sperm. There's no hormones. It's just copper. Who knew? Who knew that copper kills sperm? It
So you're
does.
saying that in lieu of actual contraception, you could just toss a penny up there and
Probably, but I don't know how good that is for her vagina. Just like I don't know. You might give her like a yeast infection or something.
do not, under any circumstances, take medical advice from Yeet the Press.
Ever. Do not. Except get a
Get
vaccine
a
shot if
vaccine.
you can. That's the only one. Hey, I just had a thought. Instead of an asshole of the week, do you have someone who is a good person of the week?
I don't want to give it to one person,
Okay.
but it's like all of the activists and organizers.
Yes.
You people are the agents of change in this country.
For real.
There's no politician, even the most progressive politician. Your Rashida Tlaibs, your AOCs, your
It's
Ilhan Omars. It is the organizers. It is the
on the
people
ground.
who are in the neighborhoods, in the communities, doing the work. You know, I don't do the work. I occasionally get out there and volunteer, and the people who do the work are out there, and they
Yes.
train me, and they put up with my tourist ass coming out to help them.
Yes. Same. I
Yeah.
mean, I did not volunteer any this year because COVID and I'm high risk, so I couldn't. But I did the thing. I did some things, and it's just like, it's not enough. It's nowhere near as much as these people do.
No, I go out to the protests, and these people are out there as street medics. They're organized. Like, these are the heroes.
Yeah. Salt of the earth.
So, yeah, you people are the heroes of the week, of the year.
All right. Well,
Well,
that was a good episode,
I
huh?
enjoyed it,
Yeah, that was
yeah.
good.
As always, guys. Check us out on the things. We're on the stuff. Eat the press.
Check us out. And I will post that picture of Jason in his big pants. So you just need to send it to me. In your big pants. I don't know. Is that the song? Yeah. Until next time.
As always.
Yes, as always. Who did the music?
Our theme music, Too Cool, is composed by Kevin MacLeod.
Yes. MacLeod. And until next week, guys.
More negativity.
Yeah, we'll be back. Don't worry.